Time now for morning service for Pentecost Sunday, which today comes from the Cathedral Church of St. McCartan's in Clocher and is led by the precentor, Noel Regan.
We bid you a very warm welcome wherever you may be listening this morning to this ancient cathedral dedicated to St. McCartan and set in the heart of the Clocher Valley in County Tyrone. This is at least the fifth cathedral on this ancient site, and from its foundation in the 5th century by St. Patrick, has been a focal point for people to gather and to worship Almighty God. Strategically positioned on an elevated site, it stands as a beacon for all who pass through, and they are reminded of the continuity of the Church, and that all of us can trace our roots back to this place, a touchstone. We are joined by the choirs of the 4 churches in this group, and also by the choir of the donor group of parishes in County Monaghan. This is Pentecost Sunday when we celebrate the birthday of the Church, the sending of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Dearly beloved, the Scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness. Wherefore I pray and beseech you to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace, saying, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no help in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desireth not the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live, and hath given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardoneth and absolveth all them that truly repent and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Wherefore, let us beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that these things may please him which we do at this present, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen. O Lord, open thou our lips,
and our mouth shall show forth thy praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
The psalm appointed for this morning's service is psalm number 104.
Yeah.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one had heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? In our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved."
A reading from the Gospel of St. John. Philip said to Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and, in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sit on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us,
and grant us thy salvation.
O Lord, save the Queen,
and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee.
Endue thy ministers with righteousness,
and make thy chosen people joyful.
O Lord, save thy people,
and bless thine inheritance.
Give peace in our time, O Lord.
Because there is none other than for us, but only thou, O God.
O God, may clean our hearts within us.
And take not thy Holy Spirit from us.
The Collect for Pentecost Sunday. God, who as at this time didst teach the hearts of thy faithful people by the sending to them the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort. Through the merits of Christ Jesus our Saviour, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the same Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. The Collect for Peace. O God, who art the author of peace and lover of concord, in knowledge of whom standeth our eternal life, whose service is perfect freedom, defend us, thy humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in thy defence, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And the Collect for Grace. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance, to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
All the words that I say to you be in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. What does Pentecost mean to you? If I was to ask the same question about Christmas or Easter, most of us would have a ready answer. Perhaps not necessarily a religious answer, especially about Christmas. But we would know that Christmas and Easter are big, important events. And Pentecost. Well, we are a bit more vague about that. A bit like the believers in Ephesus when Paul visited there and found that they had not so much as heard that there was a Holy Spirit. Perhaps I'm a bit luckier than most. I was brought up in a parish where the church was dedicated to the feast of the Pentecost. It was called the Church of the Pentecost. And hard and all as it is to credit now, I sang in the choir then as a treble. And when my voice broke, I became a sort of crucifer. That's the person who carries a ceremonial cross in processions. And I say a sort of crucifer because I did indeed carry an ecclesiastical implement in front of the choir in procession, but it wasn't a cross. It was a very striking and beautiful globe with the sea rendered in blue enamel and the land in silver. And hovering over it all was an intricately wrought silver dove, the symbol of the Holy Spirit. So I could hardly avoid being influenced by the Church's teaching on the Holy Spirit, because we were told again and again, the Holy Spirit is God active now in the world, and especially in the lives of believers. There are quite a lot of people today who believe in God the Father, but he is to them a God who is rather remote from the world. And there are also quite a lot of people who have some sort of conviction about Jesus Christ, that he was a remarkable man, or even that in some remote historical sense he was some kind of saviour. And to take it a stage further, people also believe that they have, from time to time, received strength from the Holy Spirit, maybe to resist temptations or to comfort them and give them strength at particularly difficult times in their lives. And I have no doubt that that is true, and I thank God for it. But it's not the whole story. In the New Testament, from Pentecost onwards, the presence and life of the Holy Spirit are shared experiences. No individual can recapture that experience for himself or herself. The experience of the Holy Spirit can only be received again in the fullest sense when we come out from the shelter of our own lives and stand with other believers on common ground, with all the faith and all the expectation of Jesus' disciples. Perhaps the most important thing about Pentecost, as we read about it today, isn't the obvious thing, not the rushing wind or the tongues of fire or the speaking and hearing in tongues. They are symbols of the overwhelming power of God. They're temporary signs of God's power permanently to transform human lives by his Spirit. The thing that really, really matters about Pentecost is then that God called together a new kind of people, a people who were marked by mutual love and forgiveness. Or to put it another way, at Pentecost, God formed a body of people with his own character to be present in the world, loving and forgiving, just as his Son had been. There had always been a Holy Spirit proceeding from the Father and the Son, as we say Sunday by Sunday in the Nicene Creed. In the Old Testament, he is sometimes mentioned as the source of power for some great hero of Israel, Moses or Elijah or Isaiah. But now at Pentecost, the same Spirit that inspired them or lived in them is given to all believers, not just to the special ones or the important ones. The essential story of the first Pentecost is that it is the moment when the friends of Jesus, somewhat to their surprise, find that they can communicate what they want to say to all sorts of people who they never thought they would be speaking to. That they can go out and make sense of the gospel to this great crowd of people from the four corners of the known world. In the very early days of the church, there was some uncertainty about what to do next after the resurrection and ascension of Jesus. And although Jesus had commanded that the gospel should be preached to every nation, there was a reluctance to do so. And for a great part of his own ministry, Jesus himself had been reluctant to take his message beyond Israel. So the church thought there was a precedent. And a precedent can be a very deadly thing in the Christian church. Pentecost, you know, was a Jewish festival long before it was a Christian one, an agricultural festival that happened 50 days after Passover. So the disciples were in the temple as Jews, celebrating a Jewish festival, still inward-looking and exclusive. And if they had continued that way, they would have remained just another Jewish sect. And it's only following the experience of Pentecost and receiving the Holy Spirit that they can expand their horizons. And they suddenly discover that they can communicate what they thought no one else would believe, perhaps because they had found it so difficult to believe themselves. They discover that they can build bridges with strangers and can communicate to anyone and everyone who Jesus was and what he did. At Pentecost, the Holy Spirit comes down on the church to build bridges with strangers. The Holy Spirit is the way God makes connections. It is the Holy Spirit that connects us with Jesus and through Jesus to the Father. It's the Holy Spirit that connects us as believers to one another. It's the Holy Spirit who gives us the words to say in prayer. It's the Holy Spirit who also gives us the words to share the good news with any other person, and perhaps even to carry the good news into places that are strange and unfamiliar to us. And it's for all these reasons that we said a little while ago, O Lord, make clean our hearts within us, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. And we said, because without the Holy Spirit, without God active in our lives and in our world, we would be a pitiable, fragmented, self-serving body of people, unable to communicate Jesus Christ to ourselves, much less to the world. And indeed, insofar as we are all of those things, factional and inward-looking, and not able to communicate the gospel by word or deed, it is because we have quenched the Spirit and turned our back on him and resisted his presence. And insofar as we are the opposite of these things, when we care for one another and for the broken world around us, when people out there can see the life of God in us in here, then the Holy Spirit is at work in us. Because it's also the work of the Holy Spirit to humble every person living. It is the Holy Spirit who puts down the mighty from their seat, and who exalts the humble and meek, and who fills the hungry with good things and sends the rich empty-handed away. It's the Holy Spirit who convinces the church and convinces each one of us that we are only strong when we acknowledge our weakness. Who else can do that? So on this Pentecost Sunday, we thank God for the gift of the Holy Spirit and ask him to open our personalities and our parishes to him. For what would we be if he took his Holy Spirit from us? Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, fill us with the Holy Spirit, the power of the living God. Guide us by the Holy Spirit, the giver of light and life. Strengthen us through the Holy Spirit, the fire of love. Let your Spirit come upon us and change us and all your faithful people, that we may live and work to your praise and glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, you have promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, that when we meet in his name and pray according to his mind, he will be among us and hear our prayer. In love and wisdom, fulfill our desires and give us your greatest gift, which is to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Spirit of truth lead you into all truth. Give you grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and to proclaim the words and works of God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always.
Morning service for Pentecost Sunday came today from the Cathedral Church of St. McHart in Clogher and was led by the precentor, Noel Regan. The preacher was the Right Reverend John McDowell, the Bishop of Clogher.